Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Matthews is like a gateway drug to fish and widespread.
Don't be a jam band gatekeeper.
Yeah. And keep in mind, I just had Widespread Panic live at the Georgia Theater played on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I need flowers thrown my way for that feat. Three strikes is coming up, so go ahead and get on the phone lines. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. I'm going to give you the questions right now. Mark and I are going to talk a little bit more NFL, and then we're going to get into the phone line. So load them up, 404-726-0929. Here are your three strikes questions. And again, get on the phone lines. We'll jump to you in just a second. First question, March Madness opening weekend or the Masters? That's a Thursday through Sunday venture. Mm-hmm. March Madness opening weekend or the Masters? Second up, a TV show that lost its juice. It was just announced that Ted Lasso season 4 has been confirmed and coach Ted Lasso will be coaching a women's team.
Bad idea. Like
the TV show that lost its juice.
There was no reason to try to extend this. Like, I thought Jason Sudeikis was really smart where he said it ran its course, it's done.
I can promise you that the money he's being paid will confirm that he's still very smart.
But I you're not going to end it better than what you just did.
Yeah.
It was smart to walk away when the show was at. People don't do the John Elway, Ray Lewis thing.
Yeah.
Go out on top.
Yeah, Peyton Manning, absolutely.
Right? Go out on top and just end it. You don't need to extend it. They were on top. I've never heard anybody say a bad word about that show.
Yeah.
You're going to try to recreate it.
It could get interesting in season 4. Last question of three strikes. What's the holiday that gives you the best excuse to drink? St. Patrick's Day is this upcoming Monday.
The one that ends in
Y. If you woke up on a Monday at 10 a.m. on St. Patty's Day and decided to partake in a Guinness, the judgment's thrown out the window. What is the holiday with the best excuse to drink? So there are your three strikes questions. March Madness opening weekend or the Masters, a TV show that lost its juice, and the holiday with the best excuse to drink. Mark, I need to ask you, because Diana Russini obviously is discussing where Aaron Rodgers will end up. It sounds like the New York Giants have offered him more money than the Pittsburgh Steelers. How much money that is, we do not know. But right now, the zig and the zag in the free agent market for quarterback seems to be, where does Aaron Rodgers end up and where does Russell Wilson end up? And then I believe after those decisions are made, the bullseye will be put on Kirk Cousins. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, again, I've tweeted this out. I actually believe the Falcons when they say that they are okay with keeping him on the roster. I think it's a terrible move.
Again, but they're already paying, and these are guaranteed dollars. So why on earth would you go through the process of, you know, offloading Kirk, however you want to say that, when you're still going to have to pay him? Why rush and maybe make a bad deal, or why just cut him when you're going to already have to pay him when you can have...
They're not going to cut him.
You can have, potentially, one of the most or the most experienced backup quarterback in the National Football League in 2025.
Come on, like you're not going to sit here and try to sell me on the most experienced backup. I mean, like, stop. Like, you have no role, none. I mean, the most experienced vice president. No one cares unless you become the president. No one cares unless you become the starter. So
yeah,
I don't care about. You'll never get me to care about the backup quarterback. Never have. I never will. I don't care about who finished second as prom queen. I don't care about who finished second in the 8500. I don't care who finished second at the Masters.
That's fair.
Second sucks. Okay.
That's very fair.
So I don't care. That's you. Some people get wrapped around that. I don't, because you want to know why? If my starting quarterback goes down, my season's pretty much over anyway. So there's that.
As evidence last year when your starting quarterback was still playing.
Yeah, well, again, that's a whole different conversation. So the point is, like, I just don't see the point in, you know, keeping a guy, one, who wants to be a starter and isn't going to be, two, took an open shot at the organization claiming they sort of lied about his injury, right, and created some level of acrimony. Like, I understand what Kirk was trying to do, you know, create a market for himself. Him and his agent and representatives are trying
to,
hey, I was hurt. That's why the play was bad.
Like, obviously.
I understand both sides of it. Yes. But as the Falcons, you shouldn't want to, you know, like, don't spit in my face and then, you know, tell me it's raining. It's not what it is. So I just think that there comes a point where if you sit here and say, we're already paying him, we agreed to pay him, then getting him off the roster at any point in time before the season kicks off, which is, I believe, still a possibility, is the best thing to do. Part ways. It's okay to admit you made a mistake. It really is.
I agree with
that.
It's
okay to say
to state that you made a mistake. However, I think that there could be a potential scenario where the Falcons get something in return for Kirk Cousins that remains to
cap
be seen.
Relief.
And
that's
I guess it's going to depend on where Aaron Rodgers goes, where Russell Wilson goes. Where do you think those two guys end up, Mark Zeno, before we jump into three strikes?
I think Aaron Rodgers probably ends up with the Giants, to be honest.
Wow.
I mean, he's already in New York.
Doesn't have to move.
Just switches jerseys. Okay. Goes to the same building every day for work. Like,
do you think Russell Wilson then ends up back in Pittsburgh?
I think Russell Wilson probably knows his best chance to succeed is with Arthur Smith in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't think him going to another system.
Right.
With another head coach, right, and another OC in three consecutive years probably bodes well for him to find some long-term stability if that's what he still desires in the NFL. The best move is for him to go back to Pittsburgh if they want him back. If they don't want him back, that's a different conversation. Or if they're saying, we only want you back at this number, and he doesn't feel like, you know, I suppose you could walk somewhere else. But Russell Wilson's best and most certain future is in Pittsburgh.
I would agree with that. All right, coming up in just a second, it's three strikes. Get on the phone lines, 404-726-0929. But before that, we got the big game of the night presented by John Foy and Associates. It's the Atlanta Hawks. They are at State Farm Arena tonight, taking on the L.A. Clippers, 7:30 p.m. tip. Zeno, the Clippers are 4.5-point favorites. The total's 233.5. You'll see James Harden. Of course, you'll see Trae Young. Hawks, nice little 4-game win streak. So keep it rolling.
Yeah, Clippers are a very hard team to figure out. You know, one, they're never the best version of themselves because it kind of depends on whether Kawhi's playing or not. But
4-game home win streak, by the way, for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah. And that's been good.
You know what's better than good? Three strikes.
So what's your take?
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
It's time for you to sound off.
One, two.
With three strikes.
Quit your whining.
On the Steakhouse.
Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
All right, it's a Friday edition of Three Strikes, getting you ready for the weekend. Let's go to Marine Tim on the line. Marine Tim, March Madness opening weekend or the Masters?
Masters every time.
I agree. What's a TV show that lost its juice?
The Blacklist.
Never watched it. That had a lot of seasons, though, didn't it? It kind of ran out of steam there.
Yeah, it ran out of steam after about three seasons.
Yeah. What's the holiday with the best excuse to drink?
The Marine Corps birthday.
Hey, Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah. Thank you for your service, my friend.
Can I tell you a show that's lost its juice terribly?
Yes.
Yellowstone.
No, I've never watched it.
I mean, talk about, like, it just after the third season, that thing took a nosedive off a cliff.
I've never seen one worse.
And the last season was god-awful.
I've never seen one worse than Billions, when they killed off Bobby Axelrod, who was the entire show, and he had to leave the country. I mean, it turned into just a complete mess. So Billions would be the TV show that lost its juice for me. All right, Ben, March Madness opening weekend or the Masters?
I'm taking March Madness, man. Nothing better than an upset.
Nothing better than an upset.
Yeah,
what's a TV show that lost its juice?
Man, I was locked in for, I think, the first 3.5 or so seasons of The Walking Dead, but then it just got too outrageous and too weird.
That's just what tends to happen. The storylines just get so off the mark, and you're like, what is going on?
This is the thing, like, I can
when
do
they, when they, when they, when they met the
Go ahead.
When they got
to the landfill and met the people that forgot how to speak English and all that nonsense, they lost me on that one.
What's the holiday with the best excuse to drink?
I'm going 4th of July for me.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, summertime, cold beer, hot dogs, burgers. That's great. Thanks, Ben. Hey, Brandon, March Madness opening weekend or the Masters?
I'm going to strike another one in the Masters, Colin.
Yeah, I agree. I got to go Masters. It's just a special, special week of the year. What's a TV show that lost its juice?
Most of the season were really good, but by the end, I was done with House. It was just, you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of variety on that TV show question. I love it. And what is the holiday with the best excuse to have a drink?
Well, I'm going to go with the one that should have a holiday the day after. I'm going to go Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl is classic.
I mean, Super Bowl
is classic.
I could do a whole hour dissertation on the arc of TV shows and how they're created and why they fail. I mean, the really good ones that are done the right way that last. You talk about like Mad Men and The Sopranos, Seinfeld.
Sopranos, greatest TV show of all time.
Yeah, I mean, they do certain things that other shows are afraid to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at like
Breaking Bad,
were you
really
afraid
good
of
too.
Ozark?
I lost interest after season two or three or whatever it was.
I mean, and they took a very hard turn.
Yeah.
And, they tried to force storylines that weren't there and everything else, and I think that's always a culprit of why shows fall off.
All right, Tinker, talk to me. March Madness opening weekend or the Masters?
I like the March Madness.
There you go. It's 50-50 split so far. TV show that lost its juice?
Stranger Things,
Netflix, filmed right here in Gwinnett County. What's the holiday with the best excuse to drink?
I'd have to go with like Thanksgiving, Christmas, only because those are the ones holidays that you want to be drinking because you got to hang out with them family members that are full of BS and annoy the hell out of you.
Use it as a medicine. I don't know if that's official doctor's advice, but Tinker, I understand. Thanks so much. Hey, Mr. Grimm, March Madness opening weekend or the Masters?
March Madness, best 4 days in sports.
Wow, that's a strong statement right there. What's a TV show that lost its juice?
Game of Thrones after season 4.
I agree with that 100%. I was out after season 3. Could not stand it anymore. Holiday with the best excuse to drink?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I like Thanksgiving too. You roll it right into Black Friday. You got football on now. NFL on Thanksgiving Day. It's a great one. Thank you, Mr. Grimm. Got a couple of minutes here left. 404-726-0929. Melissa, March Madness opening weekend or the Masters?
No brainer. Women's March Madness.
Women's March Madness.
Ooh, very nice.
Hey, go Carolina.
I love it. Hey, TV show that lost its juice.
That for me was Arrow. It was a CW show, but Arrow lost its juice.
All right. And a holiday with the best excuse to drink.
No doubt, Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Have you seen like the conversations of the people that say they don't drink on Thanksgiving or how their families don't drink or it's never even a thought to bring a bottle of wine to Thanksgiving lunch or dinner? To me, I say that's pretty strange. That's pretty strange indeed. Zeno, it's been fun, man.
Always a pleasure, brother.
Always a pleasure. We get to do this again on Monday, right?
You tolerated me for 2 hours, much less than your wife tolerated you for 11 years. So
we will run it back on Monday morning. Bo and Day-Day, thanks so much, gentlemen. Hope everybody has a great weekend here in Atlanta. I know the storms are supposed to get a little bit iffy tomorrow night, so I hope it's not as severe as predicted. But other than that, looks like it's going
to
be in the...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
70s.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.